at us, or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
More people advising the guy that called up that's dating a stripper. He said, sure, he has a three-year-old that's not his, but he's kind of like a stepdad. Warning him not to knock her up. Wait, that's a general warning for all guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because then they're yours forever. Well, at least the kids are.
Nice.
Yeah.
Should do that right over your little rollerball there and clear out the onions from the salsa you spit on it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that.
How much of the ESPYs you guys watch?
None.
None.
Oh, and, man, me neither.
We played a clip from Tracy Morgan. And it was
Morgan.
Not funny.
It was
jock humor. It wasn't funny.
It was sports comedy.
Yeah.
Which
I don't
is not funny.
Even remember the awful joke. It sucked me. I was like, oh, yeah, that's on. I'll see if he's doing any good. Yeah. He's not doing any good.
And it
then
sucked.
Went
it sucked.
Right away from it.
Yeah.
Brooks Koepka's
not girls.
His lady, not his harem. His lady looked really nice.
Pink dress sticking out. Yeah. There's an old shot, too, of another. I found that.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if we
her
can.
Her nipples are hanging just totally out in that one.
Yeah.
And then the dress was see-through.
Also the...
oh, yeah, yeah.
Can we post that on our social media?
How do you pronounce
media?
The soccer player's name?
Do you get flagged?
Rapinoe. Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah, or Morgan.
Her nipples
Rapinoe.
Hanging out, man. Her nipples hanging out.
Ooh, Rapinoe's?
It looks good. Yeah. Oh, no, it looks good. It looks good.
No, Petey, you're thinking...
It's a nice can, man.
That it's not Petey Mac approved because you usually see her in her, you know, they got those sports
all
bras
sucked
that,
in.
That smash their boobs
no,
down.
No, she's got nice cans.
Yeah, this boob
she
is not...
She doesn't care if we like them,
this
though,
is her unsmashed boob.
Well, that's the worst part of her boobs. They don't like us.
They don't like us, right. But we still...
happy for her.
She's a great athlete.
Doesn't matter.
She looks good. Actually, she's good looking. She turns her body... She has a jacket on with no bra, right?
Well, with no shirt.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And as she's getting up to go up on stage, she turns and it gaps open. And...
I like her.
Is her girlfriend on the team?
No, her girlfriend's the WNBA girl.
Yeah, she's a basketball player.
Okay, gotcha. So she gets to smash those boobs.
Oh, yeah.
I can't
that's a good photo,
that
but that shows nipples. We can't put that on Facebook, man.
No.
You probably throw it on Twitter. Twitter don't care about nips.
I was kind
of... Our old bosses used to care about nips. I haven't heard any new bosses tell us that yet. So.
No worries yet.
No, I haven't really... The Tan Line Tuesday, I took away the nips years ago because they got their panties in a wad about it. So I'm not going to test
funny.
It now.
Yeah, but funny that Tan Line Tuesday got their panties
But this also isn't like
wad,
gratuitous. So. She's turning her body and just showing a nipple, you know? It's nice.
We are under new management, so they might not be as uptight.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, she looked.
Yeah, it's good looking. It's good looking boob.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, even just her. Good. I'm like, yeah she's all right.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. She's not our type, but she's not. We're not her type either.
Right. So I was kind of trolling around looking for some nuggets out of the ESPYs, which was my fault.
Is there anything?
Which is my fault.
Is there anything?
Now I did see a couple
for guys that love sports. We also just hate. Self-congratulatory shows. I just don't like those.
And that's what I kind of noticed.
I never liked those.
Beyond just the pomp and circumstance of a sports award show, like now, like all the stories are about, this is like a fashion show.
Yes.
Like it's about the red carpet for these guys and what they're wearing. And like.
And they're not, and they're also, not all of them, a lot of them are uptight. They don't want jokes about themselves.
Yeah.
Because everybody is the stud.
Because they're the best.
They're the best.
And it's just
everybody's the best. A man. I'm the best.
I'm the best.
Even more than the Oscars.
There's no self-deprecation.
Or the Golden Globes. It's more of a self-congratulatory stuff because
it
these guys
it is more.
Get to play in front of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
A cheering crowd.
Constantly. Right?
Yeah, that's their career. Movie stars don't go to the movies and stand up at the end of the movie and everybody claps and cheers for them. They don't show the screens on among 50,000 people, and everybody cheers for the movie star.
That's true.
And these guys get patted on the back constantly by large crowds.
And I don't think they
so this is really not necessary.
They don't appreciate the real fan. Real fan doesn't care. If you don't like Tom Brady, you don't like Tom Brady. You don't care if he's getting an award.
Yeah,
you don't want him to, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also,
you're not all of a sudden going to be impressed.
We didn't like it since day one, by the way. The ESPYs been around forever, and we don't like it since day one.
I thought it was kind of cool at first just because I'm a sports nerd and there was nothing in July. But now, like, I'm still a sports nerd, but I don't think it's appropriate, really, to just waste our time with it. If they want to waste their time with it, that's cool.
Right. Tell us we should care.
And that's a great analogy with the Oscars and the actors. Because those are some self-indulgent people. But
not as much as this.
Think about these athletes. So, as you're like earning your way as an actor, you're never just given whatever you want and people put you in the corner and you don't get the job. But I'm serious. Unless you're like the one percenter who's been a childhood star, and then you just grow up.
They're already
you're
stars.
Grinding your ass off the whole time. Whereas these athletes, this 1% level of athletes, since they were 10 years old, have not had anybody said, no, you can't do that.
Yeah. You're right.
They've been patted
on the
back.
They're just like, you bet.
Remember,
you're going to be rich.
Ever since they were in junior high.
Okay.
You know when Caliendo would make fun of the guys on Fox, and they'd go back to him and they'd be like, not fun. They would laugh. Because, you know, you can't make fun of me.
I'm Howie Long. Yeah.
You know, just shut up.
Yes, man.
Just shut up.
It's weird to think, but
Your boy Bradshaw seemed pretty humorless at times.
He did. Yeah. He did. He's better than Howie Long. But I'm not going to defend Bradshaw.
Especially disliked when Kimmel was doing that.
Right.
But you're right. When it comes to musicians, actors, sports guys are the most egotistical of all of them.
And by the way, we're all huge sports fans.
Because you're right. They've been fed nothing but yeses and encouragement since they were 10.
Right.
And it shows in some of their outfits. Odell Beckham Jr.
I put this link up.
I am not in the fashion world, and I do not go to Paris for Fashion Week.
Right.
But I cannot think of a scenario besides fly fishing that I would wear this getup that he's got on.
I gotta see it. You put it up there, push it.
Yeah, there's a link on Twitter and Facebook, and it does. It looks like he's getting ready. He looks like he's ready to stuff a trout in this pouch.
And I'm happy to see
it. Is it really?
Yeah, and Denver Bronco quarterback Von Miller was a presenter, and he seemed really disinterested in being there. Last year he wore like a Carhartt. They called it a tuxedo. It was just a Carhartt suit this year.
Coveralls?
Yeah, pretty much. This year, I'm not sure what it was, but looked like...
That's it?
That's what I'm talking about. What is that?
I don't know what that is.
He's going fly fishing.
Let me see.
Yeah, but...
He's got like a front pouch.
Did you post it up?
Yeah, it's on there. That's where I got it, at TNT Radio Empire.
And he got his hair cut. He's no more blonde little curly things. He's just got a normal old haircut.
That's the stupidest look.
That almost looks like
a... They put him next to a kangaroo in that one.
I had thought of a kangaroo.
Looks like
It's a Girl Scout outfit, too, right next to a Girl Scout outfit.
I got some caramel delights right here.
They're trolling them. They're trolling them all over
social
media. One
of those suits that they would put you in as a kid in the 60s. And take pictures of you.
Oh, yeah. With like a weird, not a bow tie, but kind of.
The short pants.
Yeah.
The jacket.
On Twitter, he's being trolled everywhere, Odell's outfit. And they're funny.
And I can't find Von's outfit, what he wore as a presenter, but I'm telling you, he looked like he was ready to go to New Orleans and be a water pumper.
Yeah.
He had like hip waders on or something,
man. I just saw it.
Did you?
It's like camo.
Yeah.
He's wearing camo chest waders and a camo jacket.
And he cared not to be there. He was just like, that's what the year is.
Whatever.
Hey, Craig, you got Albert Haynesworth news? Remember Albert Haynesworth? Former D tackle in the NFL.
Yeah, for the Oilers, right?
He was with the Oilers / Titans. He signed that big deal with the Redskins and then left camp because he hated Shanahan. Yeah. All that stuff.
Who was she? He the one dating Serena?
No, that's LeVar Arrington.
LeVar Arrington.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, man. Think of that bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man.
I know you do.
That was a brutal scene.
Oh, man.
She was a man.
You're going to need a big, sturdy bed.
Right. I like the beds on the floor. I don't think any bed could have handled that action. Because he was an athlete and she's an athlete.
She is firm.
Yeah.
Albert Haynesworth, who survived a couple brain aneurysms, which I'm not having right now. It says he is in dire need of a kidney.
Is that him?
He's on Instagram. He's in a hospital in Tennessee. He says, mine be gone, basically. Mine have failed me. I need a kidney. And doctors, it's so dire, doctors encourage him to use social media to say, look, family, friends, fans, hey, I need a kidney.
Man.
Help.
I did see that, but it said 38-year-old NFL guy. He's only 38? I read that wrong?
No, that's probably right. D-tackle. Okay. Retired kind of abruptly.
He hadn't been out of the league that long.
No.
Yeah.
Speaking of Serena, I just saw the crawl a couple of days ago and heard no details. How did she damage a court at Wimbledon?
Yeah, it was like a practice court.
You take your racket and just hit the ground.
Smashed it.
Oh, it's grass.
Yeah. That's what
grass
I
court.
Grass. Yeah, grass.
Smash it up.
She got the jackhammer out.
Right. Didn't replace her divots.
$10,000. Basically,
she didn't see the sign. It was soft spikes only.
Yeah.
And I forgot, there's other internet video out there, ODB, Odell Beckham. Look, these guys are amazing athletes, and just somebody was showing him at practice. It must have been at the end of practice. They're all monkeying around, and he throws one. He throws one the length of the football field.
Yeah,
like the old Michael Vick commercial.
Really?
Yes, yeah. I'm telling you, like he throws it the length of the football field. Yeah. This guy's just a wide receiver in the league. I mean, the athleticism sometimes I forget about. You see something easy like that. Speaking of athleticism.
Who said that? Oh, it was Mahomes.
Not Mahomes.
Thinks he could throw it 100 yards.
I hope he tries and he hurts something.
You're right. You're like me and Baker Mayfield. Screw him.
Get on out there and get hurt.
Screw Mahomes.
Yeah. I'm with you this year. The Packers play the Chiefs, so do it early in the season.
But they don't do the quarterback challenges, although I'm sure you've seen a few of them on the NFL Network.
Yes, that's always great.
They're fun to watch.
And I think the guy who threw it the furthest when they did those was probably Randall Cunningham.
Oh, yeah.
About 80 yards.
The furthest I'd seen is 74 yards, and I've seen quite a few of those this offseason because I'm a huge nerd.
Yeah, well, in this video, Odell gets about a 10-yard running start before he launches it. Most of those guys, in those things, they gave him a step or two.
It's a quarterback step, right?
Yeah.
This day in 1989, Ronnie Reagan didn't know what to do when Bo Jackson hit one 450 feet in the All-Star game.
Well, he didn't know what was going on then at all.
Barely. Bo!
Alzheimer's was kicking
in. Was that the one where he climbed the wall?
He in that same game, yeah. I believe so, yep.
After the hip implant.
No, this was before. This was right on the rise. This is 89. This is when he was taken off, man. And then it happened really fast. It went the other way. And this day in 88, Mike Tyson hired Donald Trump as his advisor.
Oh, I remember that.
That lasted a few years.
Yeah.
You think Trump funneled any money away from old Iron Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Who's cooler, though, Bo Jackson or Iron Mike?
Ooh, okay.
Why'd you hit me with that?
You write it down before we guess.
Ow.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well.
Because you can't answer both. I mean, you can, I guess, if you want, but.
I wrote it down.
I might whoop you if you say don't say Bo.
Right. Did you write down the guy who didn't go to jail for rape?
I'm not telling you what I wrote down. Just tell me what I said.
There's that, too. I forgot about that.
I'm going to say Bo.
PD.
Oh, we all know. I don't play. It's Bo.
On the other hand. Bo Jackson never had the Bo Jackson mysteries on the Adult Swim.
Or Bo Jackson Kush.
Yeah. Pick one. Come on, Todd.
Or a face tattoo.
Bo Jackson.
And Bo Jackson wasn't in The Hangover.
Yeah, I guess.
It's Bo.
Ah, good. Yeah,
mainly because of that rape thing.
Yeah.
that's a decent.
That takes you down a few notches.
That's a decent criteria. Rape. I think I'm okay with that.
Did serve time for that one.
I'm not convinced of what happened in that room, but he was convicted of rape. So,
Right. Vinny Testaverde, 80-yard
And Bo has always been cool.
Right. In the 1988 quarterback challenge.
And by the way, I was just reading an article yesterday about Mike and all of his weed empire that he's... And they said, to this day, he still maintains he was wrongly convicted and nothing non-consensual happened.
Well, you would say that.
But even after you've been convicted and went to jail...
You would not say, I raped her.
Yeah.
You would never say that. I think it might have been...
Especially if you didn't do it.
I think it was old school date rape, and I hate saying that because that sounds so nonchalant, but that means she says no and you're holding her down, you have sex with her. That's what I think happened there, and that's called rape.
Well, I didn't remember this, but they said his legal defense was basically based on why'd you go to his room at 2 a.m.?
That was it. That was a defense back in those days.
What did you expect was their defense?
Right. Set the precedent for guys who make chicks sign waivers now.
Right.
Like, sign this here. Yeah. See you later. Here's your gift basket.
No, but he did do his time.
Yep, that's why I can't have chicks at my press conferences.
I hold them down.
Right. Next thing you know, they're pinning me against the wall.
Speaking of boxers, you got somebody's birthday today?
Yeah, Leon Spinks is 66 today.
Happy birthday, Leon.
Leon.
But I got three sons right now, so I'm trying to watch out for them now.
Happy birthday.
Why did I think he was probably 80-something?
That clip right there.
Like, I was shocked when you said 66.
Oh, yeah, that's about right.
Former Olympic gold medalist, former heavyweight boxing champion, former victim of Mike Tyson in about 91 seconds, I think.
Yeah, well, his brain is about 120.
Right. His net worth, at least on celebrity net worth, $400,000.
You want to hear our late buddy Ralphie and... Who else is in this? Oh, Lou Holtz is in this.
I think
the Asian guy and Leon Spinks.
Yeah, I think there was like five, six people in the car.
Well, a very, very heavy vibration tonight.
Lou's in there.
Ralphie, Uber driver, wants to shoot himself.
But let's go hit Terrace Chase English for the bit.
That's an Uber van right there. I love that clip.
Uber XL.
Eventually, yeah. It's just so ridiculous to the driver, he just started laughing. He's
What's
laughing.
The, Ralphie clip, an unintelligible conversation he had with us?
With us? Yes, okay. Yes it was.
Yeah, he called one day and
it was
a little out of it.
Too many pills.
Yep.
Was that after the incident out in, where was it, Grand Junction, Colorado?
It was.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Well, the funny part to me is the Asian guy is not messed up in any way, shape, or form.
He's just crying.
Yeah.
He's just crying, and we don't understand his language.
He's just beside himself.
What was he beside himself about?
I don't remember.
Anybody remember?
Aaron Rodgers. No,
I know.
No, that was the glittery chick.
Yeah, but he didn't get to wear his Aaron Rodgers pink jersey.
Yeah.
They would have won.
Yeah. What was the Asian guy? So.
Yeah. Where is that Asian guy from?
Right. What was he so
he
heartbroken?
He didn't get to wear his pink Ichiro Suzuki.
Bush said Asia, Dick.
His Ichiro jersey.
I forget where that guy was from.
Yeah, I forgot his story, too.
Yeah, I forgot his story. I remember everybody else in that van, though. The Strokey reporter shows up, too. She's hanging out in that
van.
Not
Strokey, migraine.
It's called the Strokey Mix, by the way, that version. Okay. Yeah, so that's why I said that.
The Strokey Mix. Yeah.
Well, because everybody's kind of strokey there.
Oh,
I mean, first of all, Ralphie's just wasted, you know.
Wow.
You know, rest in peace, Ralphie. Miss you. He's wasted.
Apparently, if you slur your words, you're stroking.
You're stroking.
All right.
Yeah. Strokey mix.
No matter what the malady.
Nope. Leon was just not really strokey.
Your brain is scrambled.
And Lou Holtz is just spitting everywhere.
Yeah.
He ain't stroking. He's just spitty.
He's just spitty in that bit.
He's just spitty.
I just picture him all in the van driving down the road.
Lou Holtz must have like a really large tongue.
You hope.
There's articulation problems.
You've
quite
contemplated
a bit.
This.
Yes,
yeah. Well, it's constant.
It
never goes away.
I miss him. I wish he was back on TV. I really do.
Oh, man.
I loved him and Mark May together.
And I wondered, if you're a player, when he's talking like that, can you take him seriously?
I think he
really fire you
up? I think he started spitting more as you got older.
Maybe.
He still had that kind of a Donald
suffering
Duck.
Suffering thuckatash kind of thing.
Yeah.
I still don't think.
I've seen old video of him coaching the Jets in the 70s. He sounded a little bit like that, but he's a lot younger, too. You know?
I still don't think the people on the desk nearly enough looked at him and went, what?
Like Mark May.
Yeah.
I don't know what you said.
I forget the other guy. Was it Reese Davis who was always on the desk with
Trevor
him?
Trevor Maddich.
Yeah.
But just, they
nobody ever called him out and said,
exactly.
You know, nobody, Lou, just understood what you just said.
Lou, try again. Yeah, we missed that whole thing.
But. You know, they're under time constraints there, so they probably didn't have time to repeat it.
F it. We'll do it live.
Yeah. There's no way in hell they knew what he said when he said this, and this is not edited at all.
Well I don't get a brain bang, Colby.
That's
that was his
edited.
Game pick one day.
That was a game pick. Yeah. I agree, Lou.
And moving on.
Lou.
I hate this conversation, but when I see data that represent, you know, that new data about this, I want to bring it up just so people have information.
No, they're telling us to shut up about this.
Okay,
we're getting emails.
Who's
about
telling
it. Emails,
okay.
Please. You and Todd,
just
stop talking about it.
Okay,
and I like him. We're not talking about it.
Okay.
Just not talking about it.
Okay.
You want to enjoy that soccer player's boobs? It's on the internet
yeah,
right now.
Okay,
yeah,
right. I do. Right. How about the census thing? The citizenship questions on census. We talk greatly about that. It's exciting. It's as exciting a topic, right?
What people don't understand, of course,
people love political talk of all ilk.
Yeah.
I found.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
But
here's the deal with that. The census, it means the money you get from the government for your area.
Yeah.
And if you have people in your area that live there that might be illegal, you still want to count them because if you count them, it helps your community.
More money, yeah.
The other angle is you're just a racist and you just hate counting anybody.
Yeah.
And that, but people don't understand you get more money in your community if there are everybody.
Four people.
If you live in a any kind of area, you're going to have people that might be undocumented. You want those, you want the money.
You want the biggest number possible.
Right.
Yeah, you want them documented.
You want to truly, I mean, that's a true census.
It's called who's living in the U.S.
Right. Count everybody.
And the reason they don't want that is they want to gerrymander and all that stuff. It's all obvious.
I mean, all these companies who create social security numbers
right.
in this state.
In this state.
In this state. Yep. And vote for the president and the wall and all that. And they create these fake numbers for people. And then they don't really have a social number, but they have like a corporate social. Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
But that determines you.
Stop with the facts.
It's allocated for your infrastructure.
Right. Stop with the facts.
Any number of other things. So but, you want, I don't understand why anybody wouldn't want the biggest number possible.
Because,
you know, for their region.
The Cheetos telling them that you got to.
Because it'll expose the number of illegal undocumented people that they have fake social security numbers.
They can gerrymander the district.
Doesn't matter. You just want a big number.
Of course you do, Todd, but that's facts.
Okay.
Stop with the facts. You're exactly right about that.
Stop bringing it up. I'd rather have equal pay discussion.
Women make 18 cents on the dollar compared to the male, but that's just the FIFA money. That ain't changing.
Come on back. Thank you, Petey.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.